Hey guys, this is Pastor Chuck. I'm back for another First 30. You know, one of the things about starting in a new place with a new regimen, with a new schedule, maybe even a new environment, is that at times those things can be bullies to us. They can force us into a sense of fear. They can force us into a sense of instability. Sometimes they can literally just play mind games with us where we're trying to look at, man, how do I take on all of this newness? Well, remember the story of David and Goliath? David was a young dude. He'd learned how to conquer stuff like lions and bears, but he wasn't a bodybuilder. He wasn't a skilled soldier. What he knew his God, and he knew his God's word and how to conquer his own fears. So how did he do it without the bullies of life pushing him into a corner and becoming something he wasn't? Well, he may have felt, wow, dude, Goliath, you're pretty stinking big and hairy here. I could never kill you. Well, everybody's afraid of you, so I guess I'm supposed to be as well. But he didn't allow those things to stay in his mind, and he definitely didn't speak them out. Instead, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45, the scriptures say, "And David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of Jehovah of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defiled.'" It goes on down in verse 46 and says, "Jehovah God will deliver you into my hand today, and I will strike you and take your head from you and give you the bodies of the army of the Philistines to the birds of the air today and to the wild beasts of the earth, so they all will know that there is a God in Israel." It goes on and it says, "And all this multitude will know that Jehovah God does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is God's, and he will give you into his hands." Listen, think about this. This runny little dude that was a shepherd is facing the world's biggest, strongest, hairiest dude, and he says, "You know what? I'm going to cut your flipping head off." I mean, come on, that's some pretty decent courage, right? Well, the first thing that we can learn from David is he had a relationship with God that wasn't for sale. He trusted what God said he would do for him. Then he looked at the situation from the perspective that he represented God himself and God's kingdom and all that the kingdom was right there at his disposal. Then he activated that kingdom by speaking what he wanted to have happen. That gave him the courage to step out and conquer. So today, what do you need to conquer? Maybe you'll see that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You realize that you've been given the name of Jesus, and Jesus himself gave you his blood and his word as spiritual weapons that you can activate with your mouth. Then take the next step, guys. Say what you want to see happen. That's faith. If you'll say it is written and that's the way it's going to be, that's the way the outcome will be. Courage, you see, can be developed. Maybe one of the greatest skills you will learn in college over the next few years is that courage can be strengthened and courage can be developed. David developed his courage by encouraging himself in the Lord. The fastest way for you to be courageous, to overcome what everybody's wanting you to be, to live somebody else's dream for your life, to crack under the pressure of a new environment, all it takes is that you literally can be encouraged by the Lord himself. That means David didn't wait for somebody else to encourage him. He talked to himself the right way and just did the right thing. And when he did that, in spite of some thoughts that may have come, he didn't allow those thoughts to stop his progress. So wherever you're at today, maybe you're commuting to a school, maybe you moved to a new school location, maybe you've started an entire different journey in your life, those things come with fear. But you can speak courage into your life when you speak the power of God. Remember what David said? "Listen, you came here with all of these tools, but what I've got is I'm coming in the power of God, and I'm going to cut your flipping head off." Come on, that's unbelievable. So today, take great courage, and whatever you do, don't take any prisoners. Go cut its flipping head off. I'll see you guys soon. Take care. Bye.